Hey, Bad Bleeps. Welcome or welcome back to Bad Bleep Speaks. I'm your host, Jada Brown, and I'm so excited to talk to you. So today is lesson 29, and it's 5 healthy relationship qualities to look for. Okay, so I know you guys are probably thinking, especially the Bad Bleeps that have already experienced my traumas, or we've had our girl talks, or our boy talks, whomever. You're probably like, Jada, do you know 5 healthy qualities? But I do. So I went deep diving, deep thinking, and going, what healthy qualities should I look for? Like, what should I start, you know, putting on my radar? What green flags should I start looking for? And so then I wrote them down and I talked to a few people and they agreed with me. These are 5 really good healthy qualities to look for when you're getting into a relationship, or maybe you might be in a relationship. See if he has these, especially if it's in the beginning. If you're kind of like 6 months in, I don't know what to tell you. But in the beginning, my new relationship people, here you go. Okay, so first quality of the day. How do they communicate to you? Like, good communication. The way they communicate is everything. I know when I was dating my previous, I don't know, you guys, if you're a new Bad Bleep, I'm sorry, please go catch up on me and my up and down situation. But anyways, good communication is everything, because you get to learn how they communicate. So this is also for yourself. Like, make sure you're a good communicator. I know there's past traumas and past things where you shared yourself or your feelings too much, but I can't stress enough that it's so good to keep doing it. Like, I know every time you feel like you're going to get beat up or beat down, or you're just not going to be taken for granted, but every time you'll be able to say, like, I communicated as best as I could and you weren't meeting me halfway. Boom. Like, you win. But yeah, good communication is everything. Hey, I'm going to be leaving around here and I'll be on my way. Or did you want to hang out this weekend? I heard there was a new something in town. Like, communicate the things you want to do, the things you like. And tone is everything. So even if you're in an argument or something like that, check your tone. Don't, you know, have malice in your voice, because at the end of the day, you have to remember, first of all, this is somebody I love, somebody I like. I don't want them to, you know, I don't want to be standoffish towards them and how they feel about me, because I have all this malice and anger in my voice when it's just a disagreement. Now, when they like break something or something like that, I get it, and they should get it as well. But also, like, still keep your composure, because that is, at the end of the day, somebody you love. So being nasty and mean to them, what does that really say about you? So it's not always what you say. It's a lot about how you say it, is what I've gathered, you know, my own experiences. But yeah, so the first one is good communication. I'm a good communicator. That's why I said that, because that's something I just don't ever need an X on. I know how to say what I want. Now, the people I've met in this life, Lord. Anyways, so healthy quality number 2. How do they treat people? This is a big thing for me. I was with someone before that, you know, was like, well, if I treat you well, that's all that matters. No, hun. I have parents and sisters and brothers and nephews. Like, I don't want you to just treat me well. I want you to treat my family well. I want you to treat my friends well when we go somewhere. I want you to have respect for the waitress and the waiter. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people be like, don't look at my man, don't look at my girl, like, da 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 da. There comes a certain time where you're like, okay, you know, they're getting too handy or they're doing too much. But common courtesy, respect for, you know, another human life is a big thing. So I think you should really pay attention to how your the person you're seeing, girl, guy, them, they. Yeah, just make sure they have a certain type of rapport with people and relationships in their life. You can always tell, I feel like, how people are when they have, if they have a best friend or something like that. Like, you can always, when you watch that relationship, you can really tell Okay, I'm gonna like the way this person is because your best friend continuously, you know, puts you on blast or this or that. So the way they handle it really, you know, I feel like you're gonna find out a lot after watching that friendship. So make sure you just be like, hey, so where's your friends? Like, what do? Who do you hang out with? Type of thing. Especially if they hang out with a lot of people, then usually they're kind of nice. They're easy to get along with because they have, you know, a lot of people to get along with. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of funny, bad beliefs. The fact that I'm saying this and I kind of hang out with nobody, but I did used to hang out with a lot of people. It's just, you know, over time, time tells a lot. So when I did hang out with a lot of people, I have good rapport. If you know, you know. Anyways, tip number three. What do they find value in? This is so big to me. Okay, so I'm just going to tell a little story time. I was dating people that didn't even know what they found value in. I think it's because, you know, after healing from past traumas and things like that, I've been doing as of late, I didn't really care. Like, I'm on my own mission. You know, I have you guys. I have everything I have going on. So I just valued my own goals and my own things. And I've noticed that I shut other people's values and their things out because I used to care so much. Like I said, don't destroy your good communication just because other people don't know how to communicate. Because I, for one, gave you that advice because it's something I've done. I just, you know, shut down like, oh, okay, I'll see you when I see you. Oh, okay, I'm not going to call you, not going to text you, not going to do anything. Because, you know, if you did that to me. And, of course, I learned the rule. If they want to, they will. So I was like, oh, they just don't like me. That's why. But I couldn't get that in my head for a while. So, yeah. I had to realize that I wasn't asking anymore what they found value in. I was just telling them me. I was like, oh, my YouTube channel. I have a podcast. I take content on the weekends that I love. Da 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 da. I'm doing this little brand thing. Like, da da da. You know, all the things I value and I think are worthy of my time, I was talking about instead of even hearing theirs. And when I did, I would be happy, especially my previous relationship. Like, everything we did was alike and it, you know, flowed together and it was amazing. Still, I don't know what's going on there. Anyways, I've noticed that I've done that, though. I've just shut people out of my mind, what they care about. So make sure when you're, you know, if you're getting in a relationship, if you're leaving a relationship or anything like that, that you look for the value. Look for the value in yourself and in what you have going on, but also care about what they have going on. Because it really helps when especially, okay, if you're like a girl dating, I mean, I think it's human. I can't even say like, oh, if you're a girl dating a guy or a girl dating girl, whatever, whatever. Because it's really human. Once you take interest in something that somebody likes, they want to tell you about it more. Like, and I've noticed that. I'll be like, oh, do you like that book? I read that book like a couple years ago. They'll be like, yeah, what was your favorite part? And I'll say like chapter 10, da 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 da. They'll be like, oh, really? Oh, did it? And look, you have a whole conversation or a common interest. You know, it's really just about listening and wanting to listen. But definitely a key thing is find what they value and what you value and see if they mesh together. Because y'all could start creating content together or doing something else together. Rock climbing, I don't know. But people's values, and that's also at a moral standpoint, like how do they value their family, other people's emotions, other people's things, you know what I mean? If they're borrowing a jacket, like do they treat it like it's a valued item? Like that's a big thing to me because my sister stole a lot of my clothes and she just didn't care. So it's just, value is the word when you are looking because it tells a lot. It just really does tell a lot. So what do they value in life? That's tip number three. Tip number four, does that person feel like home? This is so true. Okay, so being with someone that does not feel like home, that does not give you that warm cookies feel, like, you know, that it's kind of hard and forced and you're picking up the conversation every 2 minutes because they can't, like, that says a lot. It's kind of aggravating. And the thing is, it's because they don't want to. They probably just needed to hang out or wanted to hang out. And then that's it, sadly, babe. And I hate to say that, but if they're not picking up a conversation or asking you anything, don't try to reach. Do not try to reach. Just go home, block their number, or actually give it a week. They might have been nervous. I'm sorry. That was my trauma speaking. But just, you know, go home and just don't overthink it. Be like, maybe they, one, could be nervous, or two, aren't that interested. So either way, you might not get a text regardless. Don't take it to, don't take it to heart. It's not your fault. It's not you. It's just they need to reevaluate, or some people just don't click. And I think that's a thing we have to, you know, normalize. You go out on dates because you see what you like. Not every date is going to lead to a marriage. And this is something I had to remind myself that bleeps, just don't know. I'm not just talking to you. But not every date leads to a marriage or a relationship or anything. Just because it was fun, or he dressed up, or you dressed up, or they dressed up, and you were like, oh, this is going to be great. You had a couple of laughs. Some people are just like, I like this person, but don't waste time with somebody you just like and you don't click with. Everybody wants that spark and that passion feel when they meet someone. And I know you're like, oh, well, that doesn't just come, you know, right then and there. But I feel like most of the time it does. You have that. You have those laughs that, you know, you can't stop, and you accidentally snort and they hear it and they're like, oh, my gosh, like, this girl's having a good time, or this guy's having a good time. And you're like, wow, I really like being around this person. Like, I could do this every day. And then every day, I guess, usually turns into forever, because that's how what happened to my parents. And it happens. It really does. So don't take it too to heart. Some people just know when they don't like someone. And I like those people. Don't waste my time. Don't text me. Don't try to be with me. And try again and see if you like me when you just know you don't like me. Like, end of story. So if the person doesn't feel like home, they don't feel like an easy Sunday morning. Relationships aren't easy, but usually when you first meet someone, it is. So if it doesn't feel like that, and it's drastic park every time, or there's something going on every time, like, babe, just do yourself a favor and exit on building left, okay? Because they're not for you. And it's just if there's too many excuses, they can never hang out, they can never do this, babe, people make time for what they want. And I'm sorry, and there's no way you're so busy at work that you can't text or call. I'm sorry, no jobs ever that, you know, unless they're a doctor, I'm so sorry, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. So tip number 5, last and final tip. Yes, this episode is short and sweet, but you guys know I love to get to the point. I love to get you guys going with something you can work with and you can write down and you can just go on about your day. So going into tip number 5, do you have common interest? Oh, yeah, this kind of goes with what do they value? So do you have common interests? Do you, like I said, the book, going on dates that you like? I like, let me just give you an example. I like going to arcades. So I know it's like such a childish thing, but I love arcades. So any guys that's like, oh, do you want to go to Dave and Buster's or something like that? I'm like, oh my gosh, already. Yes. Like, green flag, boom, boom, boom. Or I really like movies, and I'm like a nighttime girl. Like, I love, you know, a good like bar/club type thing, like dancing a little bit. So if they say that, then I'm like, yes, you know what I mean? Or if I say that and they agree, then I'm like, awesome. Make sure you get that feeling, like that common interest, because people say, oh, opposites attract. No, babe. If that person wants to constantly stay in the house every single weekend and it's not for like a certain purpose or something like that, like, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy. You're going to continuously search for that passion in your relationship where common interest, you know, spark, but you're not going to have it because you're like, oh, we probably only do one thing good together. And baby girl, you know what I'm talking about. And you thought that was going to be good enough, but it's not, because they don't want to do anything. They just want to stay indoors. And I would just, it makes you feel like, to me, that would make me feel kind of insecure. Like, why don't you want to go out and have fun? Like, no, I would refuse. So that's my, you know, that's my little tip to you, girl. Kind of refuse that. Like, don't be staying in the house. Go out, go have some fun. Unless, like I said, if your common interest is books or something like that, literally go to the park. Do something together that, you know, it's together, but it's not in the house. And I'm saying that because I feel like people get so safe and crowded in their relationship that you're like, wow, we never leave the house. We never do anything. And you look back on years and you could have had a picnic on the beach and read your books in the sun. And it would have, first of all, did so much for your mental health. And second of all, really brought you closer in a way, because it's like you're alone together, but you're not alone in a way. It's a really cool feeling, I think, especially because it's just nice. If you don't have a beach, I'm so sorry. Go to the park or go somewhere that you can be together but alone. I mean, be together but surrounded by other people. Some people know what I mean. Some people don't. But it's a nice feeling to be around people and just feel alone with one person. It's really cool. So go somewhere if your things is books, or just if you like picnics and it doesn't matter. Play some Uno. Play things like that. I have a vlog coming out, and I did that. I went on a hot girl walk with my friend Alex. We had a picnic. We played Uno. Just things like that. Like, common interests. You don't always have to go out. I know I said that earlier, but if you can't, like, financially or something like that, or you're saving, you don't have to go out. Do really simple, cute things that bring you closer to that person. Period. Okay, so bad bleeps. Let's just go back over our list and make sure you guys wrote everything down, or you can remember. 5 healthy relationship qualities to look for. Does that person communicate well? Is number 1. How do they treat people? Number 2. These are qualities, but they're also questions that you should ask yourself. Like, I really want you to write these things down and then ask yourself and, like, kind of answer them in the next column. Okay. So, 3. What do they find value in? Or who? Family, friends, work, themselves, things like that. 4. What does the person feel like? Hopefully home. I hope, like, in your next column over, if you're with someone, if you're single, babe, it's okay. Just take these down, write them, make sure you keep them for when the time comes. But if you're in a relationship right now, I definitely, like, please write these down. Does that person feel like home? And the next column, if you can write home, if you can say a big teddy bear, a hug, like, I just love that for you and I'm so happy. But babe, if you cannot write home, if you feel like he feels like, or she feels like a drastic park, let's start reevaluating. Let's make another sheet. I can do an episode on that as well. Trust me. And our final one, geez, Louise, do you have common interests? Please, please, please tell me you have common interests. And if you don't, maybe that goes with, number 1, maybe you can communicate that better. But if they're just like, no, I want to go out every single night, even though you don't like going out, or no, I'm going to stay in every single night, even though it's giving red flag. It's giving, let's readjust. Okay. I'm not talking about in a little petty way where you go out or you stay in every time, but I'm talking about, like, get them out of your life, because life is too short to be unhappy, period. But that's all I have for you guys today, Bad Bleeps. I love you and I thank you so much for listening every single Friday. It makes my heart so happy. You guys are so consistent, and I have so many episodes with, like, features and things coming out for summer. You guys know how we do for summer. So I'm really excited to have that for you guys. Also, make sure you're rating our podcast on Apple Podcasts, and you are saving our episodes. I think you can save them on Apple Podcasts as well, and you can save them on Spotify or wherever you listen to Bad Bleep Speak. I thank you so much. Make sure you leave a comment if you like this episode, and I will talk to you next Friday.